This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we'll start off this morning with some news about our neighboring state, Missouri. According to an article by the Progressive Farmer, the drama over possible illegal use of dicamba continues. The EPA has confirmed that it executed federal search warrants at several southeastern Missouri locations as part of an investigation into alleged misuse or misapplication of dicamba onto herbicide-tolerant soybeans and cotton. The agency said in a formal statement that the activity was part of an ongoing criminal inquiry and stems from widespread complaints of damage to sensitive crops across Missouri and several other states in the Midwest and Southeast. Special agents of the EPA's Criminal Investigation Division served the warrants during the week of October 10th in Cape Girardeau, Dunklin, New Madrid, and Stoddard counties of Missouri. The Missouri Department of Agriculture received 124 dicamba-related complaints this summer, mostly within the four counties that were included in the EPA probe. The complaints alleged damage across more than 41,000 acres to soybeans, peaches, tomatoes, watermelons, cantaloupe, rice, purple hull peas, peanuts, cotton, and alfalfa, as well as to residential gardens, trees, and shrubs, according to the EPA's news release. The Tennessee Department of Agriculture is currently investigating 47 dicamba-related complaints, and Arkansas has 28 complaints pending. In other news, two ag industry mergers expected to be completed by the end of the year now look delayed into the early part of 2017. Dow Chemical and DuPont's merger may be delayed until February, as European antitrust officials take more time to consider potential competition issues in pesticides and crop seeds, and that's according to Bloomberg. The European Commission this month delayed its decision deadline until February 6th as it sought additional information about the transaction. Meanwhile, the Syngenta-ChemChina deal will likely take more time for regulatory approval after the two failed to submit paperwork by a deadline on Friday. For that deal, the Wall Street Journal says European regulators have set an initial deadline for the merger probe for October 28th to decide whether to clear the deal unconditionally or open an in-depth investigation, which would last several more months and likely lead to the EU to demand concessions. One analyst expects the deal to be completed within the second half of 2017. And I've got some more news for you this morning coming all the way from Indianapolis. While I was at the National FFA Convention last week, I had a chance to walk around the convention expo and got to visit with a survey coordinator for the National Ag Statistics Service. Jamie Price works out of the Indiana field office, and we talked about how NAS gathers their data and why it's so important for farmers to respond to their surveys. Jamie, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and your position with NAS.
Yes, my name is Jamie Price, and I work in the Indiana field office, which is one of the satellite offices for the Great Lakes region, which is headquartered in Lansing. I've been with the agency for a little over 31 years, and my primary responsibility is to take care of our 71 surveyors, we call them enumerators, that work out in the field that actually go out and gather the statistics for the farmers.
So I have a very heavily populated farm audience at our radio station in central Illinois, and I want to talk about gathering the data because obviously I'm used to seeing these reports come out and farmers are, but let's talk about those people that you said you kind of oversee that are out getting the data. What all goes into that and how often are they doing that?
It depends on the commodity or what the survey is that we're trying to gather data on. It could be from the quarterly surveys, which usually tend to be corn, soybeans for Indiana. It could be livestock surveys, which are for cattle would be annual. It just depends on the commodity, how often. And what goes into that is we have a lot of training sessions for our enumerators. They're located throughout the state. And we have seven supervisors that actually keep track and help them learn how to do the survey work. They go out and visit the farmers on site, or they phone from their homes and gather the data.
And you are the Great Lakes region, but there are other regional offices in the U.S. as well.
That's correct. There's 12 throughout the country.
So are we talking probably there are people collecting data in every state then?
Yes. We have enumerators, as we call them, in every state in the union, even Hawaii.
Okay. I want to talk now about the Ag Census. I believe the last census was released in 2012. When is the next census going to be released? And maybe talk a little bit about the process of that as well.
The next census will be mailed out at the end of December of 2017. And as those records, those forms come back, we'll start to analyze that data. And it'll take us a year, and it's usually released in February. It will be 2018 for this census. There's a lot that goes into that. The data is primarily collected by mail, in mail return, and we also do some phoning, and we'll do a few field interviews. The data comes in, we put it into the system, we will review it, looking for outliers, and then once we're done with that process, then it's published.
For the farmers that either receive the survey in the mail or they get a phone call, could you explain to them why it's so important that this data is collected?
For the census especially, that's the basis that we will base our statistics off for the next 5 years. That kind of takes a quick picture of what is actually going on across the board. When we do our surveys throughout the year, it's only looking at certain commodities, where the census is taking a broad picture across all commodities, all states, and so we can see what's going on at a certain point.
And once you collect this data, obviously it's dispersed on the national level and we get it in states, but maybe a quick list of who receives this and who it's sent to?
We have a list that we maintain for the entire country. So anybody that is on that list will get a census, yes.
Okay, and obviously not only the census data, but the quarterly reports or the monthly reports, all of this information tends to have an effect on the market prices. Anything to that you'd like to expand on?
That's probably not my expertise, but we have to remember that when these reports are released, there's a lot of factors that go into what actually makes the market move up and down. Oftentimes there is a reaction, but it's not necessarily just our report that causes that reaction.
Anything that I haven't asked you, Jamie, that you'd like to mention?
I just would like to say to each of the farmers out there that we can't do this job without you and filling out those reports as accurately as possible and in a timely manner. Our data is only as good as the reports that you send in to us.
Jamie Price, Survey Coordinator for the NAS Great Lakes Region. And on a final note this morning, just want to give you a friendly reminder that it's still October, which means it's still National Pork Month, and we still have pork certificates to give away from our friends at the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers Association. So to enter that giveaway contest, all you need to do is send us an email to WSMI at WSMIradio.com, enter the word pork in the subject of the email, and include your name and phone number in the message of the email. And you can find the official rules for the contest on WSMIradio.com on the contest page. We are accepting entries until October 31st. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.